I'm Matt Campbell, and welcome to the fourth edition of the HTML Basics series. This will be the final tutorial in this series, unless you email me with suggestions about additional topics that you would like me to cover related to HTML and website creation. First of all, I'll mention briefly that if you want to add a list on your web page where each item in the list has a number, you can do this with the OL start tag and the OL end tag. These tags are used just like the UL tags that I introduced a few weeks ago when creating a list of links to websites that I like. So this might be useful, for example, if you want to describe the steps in a procedure and you want each step to be numbered. Next, I'll show you how to create a link back to your home page from other pages on your website. Now, you might initially think that that's the job of the back command in the user's web browser. However, suppose that the user comes to a page on your website other than your home page through a search engine. Unless there is a link back to your home page, there's no way that the viewer can get to the rest of your website, unless perhaps they edit the URL of the page they're on by hand and manage to find your homepage that way. So a link back to your homepage from other pages on your site is a useful thing to have, and I would recommend adding one. So I'm going to add such a link to the links page on my website. I've got that file open now. Now I'm going to go to the end of the file.
/HTML.
Go up a couple of lines.
/operator.
All right. We're on the UL end tag.
Greater.
I didn't just type a greater than sign. And now I'm going to add another paragraph.
/greater. What hope you face.
And now we start the link. And there's kind of a trick to doing this right, so that's why I'm showing you how to do this specific kind of link. Now, for the URL, I'm going to use ./, which is a relative URL, and what this means is to go back to the root of the directory that the current page is located in on the server. And when you do this, it'll send the browser to the default page in that directory, which for a simple website is the home page on the site. So I'm going to type that.
/greater.archkey.u.
Whoops, I need to correct that.
URL rep equals /greater return.
I was just checking the word that I typed. Okay, that's done. Now I'm going to save the file and get out of VI. And of course, you can also do this with Notepad or your favorite text editor under Windows. Now, with that done, I'm going to show you how to upload the web page to a server and check the HTML for correct syntax using W3C's HTML validation service. To upload a web page to a web server, you normally use the file transfer protocol, or FTP. And there is, of course, an FTP client included standard with Linux. And there are also various FTP clients for Windows, but I'm going to show you how to do this in Linux. For this demonstration, I'm going to be uploading my website to a free shell account I have at nether.net. So to get this started, I'm going to type the FTP command,
FTP face,
and then the address of the FTP server,
mpthr.mpt,
and press enter.
Connected to nether.net. freenet.220, freenet.nether.net, FE15.
Okay, now I log in by entering my username.
FATCAMP 331 password required for matcamp.password : 230 user matcamp logged in.
Now, nether.net is a Unix system, and on a Unix system, typically the user's home page is stored under the public underline HTML directory under the user's home directory. So, now I'm going to make that directory. Now I'm going to go to that directory. And some web servers, even on Unix systems, may have different setups, so you'll want to get information about this from your internet service provider. Now, I'm going to upload each of the two files with the put command. That should be done now. And now I'll upload the other one. And now that's done. Now I get out of FTP with the quit command. And now I'm going to go and validate the home page of my website with the Lynx web browser. The URL of the W3C HTML validator is http://validator.w3.org. So now I'm going to go there with Lynx. Okay, and since I've already covered the Lynx browser in my Look at Linux series, I'm not going to explain much of the mechanics of how to use the browser. I'm going to fill out the form to validate the page. The form has a field, I believe, called URI, and a URI is basically the same thing as a URL. And in this field, you fill in the URL of your web page that you want to validate. So I'm going to find that field. I was mistaken. The form field is called address, which is probably a more familiar label for it anyway. So now I'm going to enter the URL. And now there should be a button in here to validate the page, so I'm going to find that. There's the validate button, and we just skipped past several checkboxes. You can review those in your own browser. So now I'm going to submit this form. And let's see if it's finished yet.
Left bracket 1, right bracket W3.
Okay, now let's have Lynx read the screen.
W3CHTML. validation service results left parent V1 of 3 right parent left bracket 1 right bracket W3C left bracket 2 right bracket HTML validation service results document check star left bracket 3 right bracket URI colon left bracket 4 right bracket http://www.nether.net/deltamatcamp/star/modified:\set_up/21/21:12:35:20:01:star/server:\hashi/1.3.12 left parent Unix right parent star content length :596 star character encoding :unknown star document type :left bracket 5 right bracket HTML 4.1 string below are the results of attempting to parse this document with an HTML parser .no errors found bang valid HTML 4.1 bang congratulations comma this document validates as left track.
Well, as you can see, I managed to get it right on this web page. And if I had made a mistake in the creation of the HTML, then there would be a list of error messages, and in some cases, a link to an explanation of the error, and most likely this would not be the final edition of this series, because I'd have to go back and correct my problems. So, that's how you check your HTML for correctness using the W3C HTML validation service. And I recommend that you do this on every web page that you write. Now I'm going to get out of links with the capital Q command.
Okay.
Now, there is one other thing I wanted to briefly discuss before concluding this tutorial. One of our listeners emailed me and asked me about making files available for download on your website. And this is very simple. You just make a link to the file that you want your users to be able to download the same way you would link to another page on your website. And what will happen is that when the user follows the link, the user's browser will detect that this file is of a type other than HTML. And the browser will download the file, and it will either open the file in a program that can view it or play it or otherwise work with it, or the browser will save the file to a disk, depending on what the user has chosen to do and how the system is set up. So that's how downloading from websites works. And as I said, it's pretty simple. Well, that's all for this series. Unless you email me with suggestions of additional topics that you would like me to discuss. For the complete HTML source code of the pages that I have been writing in this series, and for links to websites that you might find interesting related to HTML, including the HTML validator, you can go to the HTML Basics website, which is at http://htmlbasics.n3.net. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this series, please email them to me at matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.